Welcome to this special on-site edition of Jet Chat. I'm Dr. Kara Radzak, assistant professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I'm coming to you live from the 70th annual NATA convention here in fabulous Las Vegas. Today I'm joined by Dr. Jay Hurdle, the Journal of Athletic Training's editor-in-chief, and our NATA president, Tori Lindley. So thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining me today.
Great. Thanks, Kara.
Thanks for having us.
So the first question that I would like to ask is, Jay, when you stepped into this role as editor-in-chief, you announced the All In for Top 10 initiative. What exactly is Top 10?
Sure. So the most common way that academic journals are ranked is through a measure called impact factor. What we're aiming to do is to be in the top 10th percentile of sports medicine journals. So that's where the top 10 comes from.
Thank you. And Tori, what has the NATA done to support this top 10 initiative?
We're, first of all, excited that the Top 10 Initiative exists and really thank Jay for his leadership. His committee works really, really hard to keep JAT as prominent as it is. And we appreciate, from a board of directors standpoint, how Jay and the committee are also aspirational to help it grow and grow in a number of different ways. Impact factor is one measure. So Jay's been very intentional about creating key objectives and ways in which we can achieve a greater impact factor. A couple that stand out to me, one, assuring that all of the very best research, all of the most preeminent research related to athletic training and athletic training services and the position athletic trainers have in healthcare must be targeted toward JAT. Secondly, this is an example of the way that Jay and his committee have really changed the game in terms of exposing JAT, exposing the strength of the journal through social media, through podcasts, just so many different ways in which, as I told him in our boardroom 2 days ago, that Jay has single-handedly made the journal cool. It was cool before, now it's really cool. And so those are just a couple of ways in which they've set goals that the board of directors, and I am absolutely supportive of.
Thank you so much. Any other initiatives, Jay, in making this journal cool?
You know, the podcasts are definitely an important thing, but then we're also looking at like infographics as being another way to disseminate research findings from JAT and really make those clinically applicable. We obviously within the journal itself are trying to develop a few different types manuscript types. So we'll be developing a series called Current Clinical Concepts, which will be very clinician directed, kind of best state of the science, state of clinical practice findings around very relevant clinical topics.
Any timeline and we should expect to see those?
Early 2020.
So how does this top 10 decision impact athletic training as a profession as a whole?
Sure. So I think that, you know, within the sports medicine world, there's obviously, you know, different professional organizations, and each of those professional organizations typically has their own journal. So, for example, the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine has the American Journal of Sports Medicine. And I think it's really important for athletic training to be in that same top tier category of academic journals, along with orthopedic surgeons, primary care sports medicine physicians, sports physical therapists, because we all work together on a daily basis in clinical practice. And I think it's important that we each be able to share our scholarly insights with each other.
I would just add that, you know, this is the preeminent journal for athletic training research and for clinicians and educators to be able to identify best practices. This is the journal that leads the way in position statements, consensus statements. Its value cannot be understated. What we've also learned, and that Jay has really put as a priority, is the opportunity for our profession to be more widely known internationally, and that our overall JAT downloads internationally are right around half of the total downloads, maybe even a little over half. So that tells us how popular our profession is. That tells you how impactful this journal is. It tells you, again, that it stands in the forefront of delivering the research to clinicians and educators and practitioners that's meaningful for the advancement of our clinical practice and the advancement of athletic training.
And well, you have that. Keep that mic, Tori. Do you have any challenges for the Journal of Athletic Training? Any goals you'd like to see since you've got the man right here?
Well, we share goals, and we look to no further than to the committee. We're not going to be able to, as a board of directors, set any goals that will be more aspirational than what they set for themselves. And so those that are involved, you know, regularly in research want the JAT to be the place where they get published.
Yeah.
And so our challenges continue to revolve around how can we get that information out as quickly as we possibly can. And so, you know, backlog is an issue still that we're working very, very hard to improve. It's not about solving backlog. It's about improving backlog and making sure that the quicker that great research is produced and that great publishable, you know, articles are available, that we get them out to our members.
And Jay, as athletic training research continues to evolve, what things on the horizon are you really excited about?
Sure. I think the aspect of big data, you know, it's been around, and big data isn't new to athletic training research. You know, when you look at something like the NCAA Injury Surveillance System or the NATA Nation High School Injury Surveillance Program, you know, those are capturing, you know, millions of data points of athlete exposures and injuries. But what I'm really excited about is the notion of as we develop better electronic medical record systems, being able to actually link those across universities, across clinics, across health systems, to really be able to show the value of athletic trainers, as well as to figure out how we can best treat and prevent injuries in physically active people.
Great. So what advice would you guys give somebody who's just starting out in their profession in dabbling in research or how to utilize research that's being produced by the JAT?
Sure. So I think the biggest thing is to have a growth mindset and recognize that, you know, even though you just completed a professional education program and passed your certification exam, that learning doesn't stop and learning is an ongoing endeavor. And that I think the best athletic trainers and the best healthcare professionals always have learning goals in mind, and that hopefully the products that the Journal of Athletic Training produces will help people to achieve those learning goals and always be a trusted resource where they can go and know that they're going to be reading peer-reviewed research that is, you know, of the highest quality, and that, you know, our ancillary products like the podcasts and things like that are also going to be additional sources of information.
To that question, I would say don't be afraid. You know, don't fear, you know, the opportunities that every clinician has when it comes to doing research and to answering the questions that we have as clinicians. That's really where it starts. So curiosity is a great way for your clinical practice to improve. And if that leads to a question that is best answered through research, then fantastic. And if that research helps to improve your clinical practice, great. If that research is of the caliber and you can partner with other, you know, people in the profession and outside the profession to turn it into a manuscript worthy of JAT review, then awesome. So, you know, I think it has to start with just not being afraid to ask a question and seek out an answer. And that's going to ultimately help the individual as well as the profession as a whole.
And I know as a researcher myself, some of the best questions come out of the mind of a clinician. So
yes,
those collaborations are great.
Yep.
So, and one last question that I have for you guys, since we're live here from the NATA meeting, what do you look forward to most about attending NATA every year?
So many things. I mean, this is not only the ultimate in opportunities for athletic trainers to gather, for athletic trainers to develop themselves clinically and to dig more deeply into clinical specialization, but the network opportunities are unmatched. The Expo is a great example of the ways in which we can be innovative in product, not only development, but product delivery to our patients. So there's just so many ways in which this becomes a meeting that ATs have to look forward to every year. But what we're also interested in is making this a meeting that a lot of other sports medicine practitioners and providers look to. There's no reason why, you know, this shouldn't be very similar to and act and look a lot like ACSM and the way that their meeting has just multiple different providers. That's going to make the profession stronger, and it's going to make us better ultimately. So as good as it is now, we think it could even get better.
So I think the people and the energy around athletic training that's here all week, you know, certainly from a personal perspective, I look forward to the free communications programs and the presentation of the new original research here, but then, you know, also the opportunity to, you know, hear from the who's who on specific topic areas, you know, whether it be from sports psychology, whether it be from orthopedic surgeons or, you know, any of those topic areas. I think there's just so much happening this week, and there's so much energy around athletic training, and I think that's what I look forward to most.
Thank you, guys. Any final questions? Yes.
Athletic training education has come a long way in the last decade or more. How do you see the current changes going on in the educational setting, mainly the transition to the master's and the emergence of the doctorate in athletic training, influencing that trajectory of research that we have going?
Sure. So I think that we really have to look at it as an opportunity and not look at it as things are changing and that's a bad thing. I, you know, think we really have to look at, as the professional degree changes and those programs change and as new post-professional opportunities come around, I think we have to look at that as an opportunity and say, how can we maximize each of those? You know, I was talking to a athletic training faculty member today from Weber State University in Utah, as she had about 10 of her entry-level master's students with posters up saying, don't tell me that you can't put a thesis requirement in a professional program, because here's evidence that we actually can. I don't think every professional program needs to have that, but I really hope that as the master's programs get built, that those opportunities are there for students to at least have that option. I think the DATA will continue to evolve, and that there's some great opportunities for practice-based scholarship that are there around, like, continuous quality improvement issues to tackle some really important clinical issues within athletic training.
Not much left. Jay did a great job. That's a really, really complete answer. I always look at it as an opportunity. I absolutely see it as one of the better decisions that's been made in our profession, for our profession, and for the future of our profession. And we have to take responsibility for understanding what post-professional education opportunities there are, what they look like, mentor students to understand what those really mean, what does it mean to be in an accredited residency. We need more accredited residencies. We need to understand better some of the synergies among the DAT programs and see what those opportunities will provide as it pertains to research. There is going to be a little bit of a, not wait and see, but we're going to have to see where some of those future research opportunities by young professionals and our professional level students, you know, what that's going to look like for sure. But for right now, the groundwork and the foundation is set for us to continue to succeed in athletic training and research.
So thank you guys both very, very much for coming and joining us. I know NATA is very, very busy for everyone, but for y'all especially. So I appreciate you taking your time to come out and talk with us today. Thank you.
Time very well spent. Thank you so much for dedicating the time to do this, and really, really appreciative of the time. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Kara. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.